This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The director Darren Aronofsky's biblical blockbuster Noah opened this past weekend to mixed reviews and a little bit of controversy. Some evangelical Christian groups criticized the film for not adhering closely enough to religious texts, which reminded us of a story of a man who never deviated from the text, quite literally. Philip Patterson, a 63-year-old retiree from Philmont, New York, spent 7 years working on a handwritten volume of the entire, meaning almost 800,000-word, King James Bible. Philip has AIDS and related illnesses, which often made the quest slow going, though he sometimes logged up to 18 hours a day of writing. I spoke with Philip last year, just a month after he completed the epic manuscript, and started the conversation by asking what possessed him to embark on such an ambitious project.
There were a number of reasons I took it on. One, because somebody suggested to me, and that would have been my late partner of 20 years, who suggested that I should do something that Muslims do and Jews do, and why don't Christians do it? I said, because it's too large a book. And he said, well, then you should do it.
So you're referring to how people used to transcribe texts in order to pass them on?
Yes, which they still do. I mean, Jews do it regularly, and Muslims do it as a devotion. And the other thing is, I wanted to know what was in it. I mean, I was raised in Christian schools, and nobody had ever actually read the Bible to me except for a couple of stories. I had no idea what was in it. We go to court, we swear on it. And I also wanted to represent handwriting in the 21st century. So there were all of those reasons that had nothing to do with devotion.
I'm wondering about the Bible in particular as a source text. I mean, you could have done the classics or the fall of the Roman Empire or whatever. Why the Bible?
Well, I did toy with doing the works of Shakespeare, but I also realized that the Bible is a book that's too mysterious to too many people. And I thought, okay, what is all this mystery about? And everybody says, oh, yeah, that book and that book, and they haven't read it.
So do you understand it better now that you have transcribed the whole thing?
I understand what I needed to get out of it for a first pass. I mean, I'm looking for an opportunity to do it again. When I say an opportunity, I just need a reason to do it again.
Wait, you're going to do all 788,000 words a second time?
Yes, I absolutely intend to. It was such an incredible, uplifting experience, mind-expanding. I discovered the magnitude of what we call God. And by calling it a name, the entity, the deity, whatever you like, by giving that source a name, you already belittle it. Because there isn't anything in human speak that can tell us of the size of this passion. I mean, the universe is passion. It's exploding. There's nothing, there's no word in our language that can speak to that. Ultimately, you know, I think the only thing that humans can grapple with from all of that is probably love. That's what it kind of all boils down to. It's not any more complicated than that.
How did your health complications affect this process?
At one point, you know, I came down with a very life-threatening infection, and it didn't look as if I'd survive, and it kept me convalescing probably for about 6 months. And during that time, I would look over at my desk, which is in my bedroom, and I would think, oh my gosh, I really want to get back to it, but I don't have the strength. I can't sit up. And finally, one day, I just thought, okay, that's it. You're doing this. And I was back in the saddle, and everything was good.
Wow. At what point in the 7 years was that?
That was about 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, yeah.
All right, I have to ask you some more sort of technical questions about it. I mean,
sure.
How about making mistakes? If you do a typo, a blunder, what do you do? Scratch it out?
Well, certainly there are a few inconspicuous blunders, but the big ones, and just do those signatures over again. I mean, I choose a 16-page signature, which is four pieces of paper that fit inside of each other. You fold one page in half, two pages, three pages, four pages, and they fit inside each other. 12. If you make a mistake at the end page of a 16-page signature, you have to go back and do four pieces of paper over.
Mm.
And you need to be skillful enough to fit them in with the other pages that you've already written. And, you know, after a while, you think, okay, I can't keep doing this. Now I have to be extra vigilant.
Isn't that when the old monks of yore would sort of, like, create a dragon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. I don't have that skill. Yeah, I don't have that skill.
And you're writing in cursive, correct?
Yeah, the Palmer method, which I learned in, I think, third grade.
Mm. You know they're not teaching cursive in grammar school anymore?
It's a crime. It's a total crime. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I am so excited about this volume, because whatever happens, this will always be what writing is in the 21st century. We had the writers of the Declaration of Independence, and that was what writing was then. You know, we had the writing of the monks, and that's what writing was then, and the Gutenberg press was eventually, you know, brought to the fore. But nobody handwrites anymore because we all have computers. Lord knows I have two sitting on my desk, and I know that people are not writing. I'm perfect evidence of it. So I choose to make a statement with cursive in the 21st century.
I wonder how it felt for you to do those final strokes after 7 years, those final words.
Well, it hadn't sunken in. I mean, I did the last two verses of Revelations in front of an audience of about 150. I was totally prepared for the moment. I knew I was going to do it, and that was going to be okay. But it hit me later, much later, what that really meant as people started responding from all over the world.
Mm.
I still haven't completely made peace with that. I mean, it's an amazing thing to think that this little task you're doing in your apartment in Philmont, New York, captures the imagination of people everywhere in the world. You know, we got newspapers from the Netherlands sent to us, and Australia. They're even talking about it in India. I mean, you practically need to be Justin Bieber to work that one out. You know.
So you're going to do it all over again.
I am going to do it again.
Philip Patterson, wonderful to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can find links to more on the project and on Philip's quest at wordofmouthradio.org.
You know, my favorite book would be the Book of Ruth, and that's because it's so honorable. But the passage that I come away with is the thing that sums up the entire book. You know, and if you just live by this one passage, your life can be very uncomplicated. And that is, love thy neighbor as thyself, for the love of God. So, you know, that's it.
Philip Patterson there of Philmont, New York. He spent 7 years transcribing by hand the entire King James Bible.